Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
A 29-year-old man with a lengthy criminal record will be charged this morning with the murder of a Yarmouth police officer who was killed in the line of duty yesterday. We're joined now by WBUR's Steve Brown, who was on the Cape last night and has the latest on Officer Sean Gannon, who was among a group of Yarmouth, Barnstable, and state police serving a warrant in Marston's Mills when he was killed yesterday. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
So tell us what happened.
So they were serving a warrant about 2:30 yesterday afternoon on Blueberry Lane. Now, as you said, this team was not just the Yarmouth officer, but also officers from the Barnstable and Massachusetts State Police. We're not sure exactly what went down as they were serving that warrant, but it ended with Gannon being shot. He was brought to the Cape Cod Hospital, where he later died.
Tell us about Officer Gannon. What do we know about him at this point?
Well, Sean Gannon was 32. He was married, no kids. He'd served with the Yarmouth Police Department for 8 years, and before that he was an officer at the Stonehill College in Easton. The chief of police in Yarmouth, Frank Fredrickson, says this is a significant loss.
We will together get through this. We plan to keep Sean's memory alive, and I hope that everybody out there appreciates the work that police officers across the country do every day.
Steve, I understand you were at the Yarmouth Police Department when Officer Gannon's body was transferred from the hospital to the medical examiner's office, and I understand it was a very moving scene. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Gannon's co-workers, of course, were visibly shaken. They all knew him. They all apparently liked him. Yarmouth State Representative Tim Whalen was there at the police station offering comfort as well. Now, before being in the legislature, Whalen was a Massachusetts State Police sergeant who worked at the Yarmouth Barracks, and he knew Gannon personally.
Just a real classy guy, conducted himself with honor from start to finish. You're not going to find anybody. You could dig high and low, and you're not going to find anybody that's going to have anything bad to say about Sean Gannon, because there wasn't anything there. What's not to like about him?
And Gannon's fellow officers honored him last night with an absolutely huge police escort with the blue lights flashing as they transferred his body from the Cape Cod Hospital to the medical examiner's office in Pocasset.
So, Steve, tell us what we know about this point about the man suspected of killing Officer Gannon.
Well, officials have identified him as 29-year-old Thomas Latanovich. He has a lengthy rap sheet. The deputy chief of police in Yarmouth says that he has more than 110 priors. And in the past, this deputy chief has called Latanovich a notorious and violent criminal. The district attorney says that we'll hear more about the details of his criminal past and what happened yesterday in court today.
Which we will, of course, be covering here at WBUR. WBUR's Steve Brown, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Bob.